You want Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's gets it. We checked the calendar, and Christmas is coming early. $99 is all you need to grab your favorite select 7-foot pre-lit artificial Christmas tree for the holiday season. And don't sweat what gifts to get Dad, because we've got up to 40% off select tools and accessories. That's how Lowe's celebrates Black Friday early. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
Hey, folks, and welcome to another Costa Rica Pura Vida podcast adventure where we explore the magic of Costa Rica and all the incredible ways to connect with nature. Well, today I got something for you. We're going to dive into one of the most heartwarming experiences you can have in this beautiful country, volunteering at a sloth sanctuary. And guess what? It's an adventure for the whole family, especially the children. Now, if you've ever seen a sloth, and I know you have, even in the pictures, you know they are some of the most adorable creatures on the planet. You fall in love with them, with their slow, graceful movements and those permanent smiles. Well, it's impossible not to fall in love with them. But did you know that many sloths in Costa Rica face a lot of challenges? Deforestation, power lines, and even illegal pet trade. Well, that's where sanctuaries step up and step in to help, and where you can make a difference. Now, let's talk about a day in the life of a volunteer, which could be you. So what's it like to volunteer at a sloth sanctuary? Well, picture this. You're going to wake up to the sounds of the rainforest, birds chirping, howler monkeys in the distance, and the soft rustling of leaves. You arrive at the sanctuary where expert caregivers introduce you to the sloths. Some are babies who have lost their mothers. Others are recovering from injuries, and all of them need a lot of extra love. For children, the experience is hands-on in the most exciting way. They can help prepare sloth snacks, which are fresh leaves, tasty hibiscus flowers, a Hershey's bar, and even special sloth smoothies. They learn about the importance of trees and how sloths depend on them for survival. One of the favorite activities, creating enrichment toys. Volunteers hide food inside puzzle feeders, encouraging the sloths to use their natural instincts to search and explore, just like they would in the wild. And let's not forget about cleaning. Yep, taking care of the sloths means helping to clean their enclosures, but don't worry, it's all part of the fun. Especially when you get to watch the sloth slowly stretch, blink, and maybe even give you a sleepy wave as a thank you. And the kids love it. You know, this just isn't an opportunity to see sloths up close. It's a way to learn about conservation, empathy, and responsibility. So many kids who volunteer at a sloth sanctuary, well, they leave feeling inspired, knowing that their small efforts help protect an entire species. They return home as little ambassadors for sloths, sharing what they've learned and encouraging others to care about wildlife. How can you join? Well, if your family's planning a trip to Costa Rica, instead of laying by the beach all day or hiking in the rainforest, consider setting aside a few days or even a week to volunteer at a sloth sanctuary. All you got to do is look it up on Google. Many sanctuaries like the Sloth Institute or Toucan Rescue Ranch offer programs for visitors of all ages. Whether you're feeling comfortable with the outside and the outdoors and being that close to nature, whether you're feeding sloths, whether you're planting trees or observing these gentle creatures in a protected environment, you're going to be part of something special. So, are you ready to slow down and experience the magic of sloths? Come to Costa Rica, roll up your sleeves, and join in this unforgettable adventure. Well, until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and as we say here, Pura Vida. And I do want to tell you, thank you so much for listening. We have over 400 episodes. 51 of those are conversations with Kevin and Skip, and Kevin and I talk about a lot of different things about Costa Rica and the Pura Vida lifestyle, so we're going to have the link below in the program notes. It's called Optimistic Oasis, Costa Rica. We do appreciate your listening today, and if you like what you heard, we would really appreciate your sharing the link of our podcast episode. You know, we do this for a living. We don't get paid for it, but we have a lot of fun. And if you can spread the word and maybe just think somebody will see the link, they'll click on it, and they'll learn something new. And again, I stress, if you're going to Costa Rica, consider volunteering at a sloth sanctuary. You can do it for a day, 2 days, a week, a month, however long you want to. Again, thanks for listening. We really appreciate your time, and we'll see you tomorrow.